Well, it's a concerted policy on the part of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, which Turkey is a part of, has been a part of since the early 1950s. It appears that was the strategy, was to provoke an attack from Syrian territory onto Turkey, therefore providing a rationale to draw in the support of the United States and perhaps Israel, as well as Britain and other states that are part of the NATO alliance.
Certainly NATO members share Turkey's sentiments about the Syrian government. Both openly support the rebels in their fight against Damascus. And as for how far Turkey will go, a new leak on YouTube seems to offer some insight on that.
It's a great peek into the way governments operate and how they gin up wars that they would like to have happen and blame them on somebody else. A lot of these insurgents were trained at American military bases and Air Force bases in Turkey, then put into Syria. Syria also has gotten all shipments of weapons, I should say. The insurgents have gotten shipments of weapons from Turkey.
So far, NATO has not gotten involved, but with Turkey's grabbing every opportunity to say why it should strike Syria, there's no telling how long that will last.